Please begin at the top of page 108 in your book.
Anita's Diary. June 3rd, 1961. Saturday, time of day. Hard to say. We are finally settled in and Mommy has said, "Go ahead, write in your diary as much as you want. We're in trouble already. Maybe you can leave a record that will help others who are in hiding, too." Mommy now speaks in spurts of panic instead of sentences. I tell her that all I want to do is keep a diary, not save the world. "I don't want any freshness here, Anita. I've just about had it. I'm taking up to 4 Equinil a day. That's 1,600 milligrams. I can't take it." You see why I need this diary. June 5th, 1961. Monday morning. Mommy's showering in the bathroom next door. I can only write a little bit at a time, as I don't get much privacy around here. Even though it's just me and Mommy in the walk-in closet in the Mancini's bedroom. When the Mancini's lock their bedroom door, we can visit with them in their room and do things like take a shower. Otherwise, we have to stay in the closet. Last night, in the middle of the night, Mrs. Mancini shook us awake and whispered, "I don't know which one of you is doing it, but I'm afraid you don't have the luxury of snoring in this house. Our sounds have to sound like their sounds."
Okay, let's figure out what's going on here. First of all, Anita and Mommy are in hiding in a closet in the Mancini's house. That cannot be very comfortable. And there's another new thing. Anita's keeping a diary, and it looks like that's how we'll learn what happens to her in hiding. This part of the story will be told in the form of her diary entries. By the way, if you want to know more about Anita's hiding place, you can stop the recording for a second and go to the front of the book. A drawing there shows how the Mancini's house is laid out. Let's go to the top of page 109.